My name is Alex Conger, C-O-N-G-E-R, and I'm president and CFO of FullFlex International LLC.
Well, Alex, then why don't you tell us what FullFlex is?
It's pretty simple. FullFlex is a biofuel management system that simply installs on any multiport fuel injection car. That would be a car with multiport fuel injection, or our latest product, which also adapts to any throttle body product, which were a lot of the earlier GM and Dodge models, and automatically allows the vehicle to be able to choose whether you run ethanol, E85, or gas. And when I say 85, what I say is that it'll actually regulate 100% ethanol to 100% gas. Now, I run in my 2005 H2 Hummer, I run this product exclusively, I run a 98% blend of ethanol. And because that's about as pure as you can legally drive on the roads in the United States right now until some rules are changed. And I chose this product because it is fairly intelligent, doesn't require anybody to flip or interact any switches. The product has been around for 20 or 30,000 units, so that's quite a while. The company that we have exclusive distributor rights for in the U.S. Is out of Brazil. I started this project quite some time back out of the state of Idaho here with my concern that there wasn't a lot of really great information getting out to people on their options for running renewable energy. So what I decided to do was try to put together a website out there that had a lot of good information that we could verify and we knew was correct. Like, there's a lot of information saying ethanol will melt your car. The fueling system that ethanol is used in does need to be compliant to ethanol, because ethanol will deteriorate over a period of time anything that has anything to do with rubber. In the late 80s, with the release of a product called Gasohol, I believe the automobile manufacturers made a decision that they should be proactive and start working on making the automobile fueling systems compatible with ethanol, or they'd probably be having a big issue with warranty repairs and people trying to figure out why it didn't work. Today, I think you'll find that majority, every vehicle out there, but a few, have the ability to run 10% ethanol. And with our research, what we figured out that if a fueling system in a car will run 10% ethanol, it will probably run E85, because a piece of rubber doesn't say, oh, well, by the way, you're only 10%, but if you're 85, I'll break down. Probably isn't the case. And so our product, whether it's a Toyota, a Honda, whether it's a GM or a Ford, this product works great. It readjusts the pulse width of the injector system, communicates with the car's computer system, and basically does kind of a learned situation in understanding the difference between pulse width needed between gas and ethanol, because there's a different flash point and energy rating between those two products. One of the biggest questions people ask me every day is, what about the mileage scenario between gas and ethanol? I'll tell you that same thing I tell everybody. You have to understand that if you broke it down, about 1.4 gallons of ethanol equals 1 gallon of gas, and most people can do the math on the average. But what the one thing that's not a constant in there is how the individual vehicle's computer system manages fuel. Some people have reported no less mileage. Some people have reported as much as 10% less mileage. And some people, like myself, have tested it in one of the worst-case scenarios in a 6,000-pound Hummer, have found that my fuel mileage with the FullFlex unit actually has improved a little. But then keep in mind that I run a 98% blend, which is 120-plus octane, and it's the same fuel that they'll be running at Indy, the same fuel that a lot of the sprint and race cars are actually running in the drag cars. And not everybody has access to that unless they're so inclined to create their own fuel in their backyard, which is another option nowadays.
Do you find that the people that are interested in converting their vehicles are interested in more than just fuel mileage?
With the increase in the price of petrol-based fuels, not only in the United States but in the world, there's been a major movement, we'll call it, for people that are saying, if I'm going to pay $3 for gas and $3 for ethanol, even though there's a slight bump in mileage, I'm going to buy the ethanol because it's a U.S.-made product and I'd rather support us. And most of the people that I deal with feel the same way as I do.
Well, what about Environmental Protection Agency regulations? Is there any concerns about that when it comes to converting your vehicle?
You know, there's always questions about that, and we feel that quite a bit. I have actually supplied the information that was released around 1998, because I believe, once again, the government and the automobile manufacturers realized that with the dawning of what we call flex fuel vehicles, that's a vehicle that can run either gas, ethanol, biofuels, biodiesel, propane, whatever, there had to be some adjustments to some rules, and those rules were referred to in the old days as the tampering law. That meant that if you messed anything under the hood that could conceivably cause a change in emissions, that you were breaking the law. And a lot of people like myself that came from the 70s and 80s and did a lot of street racing, we always changed carburetors, we always changed headers. We really didn't know that we were breaking the law back in those days. But this is a performance product, and if it's installed correctly, I've tested myself on my vehicle with 100% gas to 98% ethanol, and the emissions are so amazingly clean with the ethanol, it's amazing. I actually go quite regularly at different levels of mixture and test. Most recently, I had the person tapping on the scope because I didn't tell them that I was running ethanol, and they were thinking their test equipment was wrong because it was coming out so clean.
What about the warranty question when you convert your car to E85?
Auto manufacturers, everybody has a different way they handle it. I personally called the auto manufacturers and asked them some key questions along these lines. Do you require in your new flex fuel vehicles any specific particular thing like some super oil, some special additive or anything like that? And every one of them has asked me why. So that answers that question. As far as the warranty goes, on my particular vehicle, which is a 2005 H2 Hummer, and I've run it for almost 25,000 miles on straight ethanol, it's been 4 months since I visited a gas station. In my conversation with the automobile manufacturer, they said, your vehicle is covered under 10% ethanol, not under E85. So I grilled them real heavily, and I wanted to find out exactly what made my vehicle not a flex fuel vehicle. And they give me several things, which were all just basic automotive things like need more pressure for fuel, need a anti-static fuel filter spout, blah, blah, blah. But there really wasn't any particular thing that said if you put E85 in that, it'll cause an issue. They told me if it caused an issue that I would have a discussion with them about the warranty. So what I did was I found a company that gives extended warranties for flex fuel vehicles, whether it's a converted unit or not. And so I just safely let people know that that's how it works. And so if you're concerned, you need to talk to your individual manufacturer, or you need to look at, do like I did, and step up and buy an extended warranty, although mine's almost out of warranty in 1,000 miles anyway. And let me tell you what, I've run my vehicle to death in the rain, snow, mud, sand, running a full load of ethanol, and it has never failed me one time in 25,000 miles.
All right, well, the question that everybody will want to know is how can they find out more and how much does it cost?
They can find out more. They can give me a call at our 800 number at 866-568-3617. They can visit us on the Internet at www.fullflexint.com. There is a comprehensive store with all the retail pricing on there. We also are inviting dealers. Inquiries if people are interested in a geographic area that are looking at that to give us a call also. Then if they have any questions about models or availability, I just assume they call so I can have a discussion with them about their exact vehicle. I do not believe that this is particularly something that anybody can step out and just look at the Internet and buy without talking to somebody that has a lot of the answers. And that's the way we run our business. We have a full-time ASC certified technician. His name is Dan Lorenzo. He mans the phones on the Internet also. So you can get a hold of us and ask any question from the minute you buy your product to the minute you install your product and thereafter.
Okay, Alex, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, we just look forward to working with anybody and answering any questions.